on your smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
So it's so nice to have you here. And it's a Wednesday already. Yeah, and I've got a very special guest with me this afternoon. And, you know, it's like the old team getting back together again from our days with other radio stations around the region. Her name is Tansy Rogerson, and she's from Armadillo Events. Now, Tansy, welcome to the show. So nice to see you.
Oh, and you too. It's been a while.
It has been a long, long time, hasn't it? But you're going to tell us about a spooky event happening on the streets of Rhyl, and something's happened down there, hasn't it, recently? Oh,
it's serious. It's
really
serious. Yeah. Basically, you know, for many years there've been, you know, stories of hauntings.
Hauntings?
On Sussex Street, Bodford Street, Kimmel Street, Crossall Street.
Oh.
And I can't believe you've not heard about this.
No, I haven't.
But there was a couple of builders basically working on this building. And they unearthed this box. I think it's been done for like, I think it was down there for years and years and years. But they broke open this box and seriously, loads of green vapour came out.
Green vapour?
Green vapour. It was just like, and they've turned into these critters that we don't know what to do with. And we basically need the help. We need the help of the ghost hunters.
So it's ghost hunters that you have. It's like Ghostbusters, this. They don't have to bring those big, those big gun things,
no,
do they?
No. They won't need that. How they're going to help us is basically, they need to come to Costigan's between 12 and 4.
Costigan's, right.
Yeah, on Bodford Street.
Yeah.
And they need to come and get the little scavenger card. And they need to go around all the shops that are taking part, all the businesses, amazing businesses that are taking part. They're really going for it. I'm so happy that they're helping us. And they need to go and find the artifacts that are going to be hidden somewhere in the window. And once they've collected them all, they need to come back, hand in their card, and then we can work on breaking the spell and sending these.
There's no age restriction on this, is there? Or is there?
Ideally, no, there isn't. But ideally, you know, it's family friendly. It's something really good fun to do in the afternoon. But I tell you what, though.
What?
You'll never see them come in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There's a few surprises on these streets, I tell you. We've got lots of surprises. We've got Wizard Gatlin. He's going to be around trying to guide
Wizard
people.
Wizard who? Wizard Gatlin?
Wizard Gatlin. He's going to be around. He's going to be doing some spells and doing some shows in the town centre. He's going to be helping guide some of these ghost hunters to go and find, you know, where these artefacts are.
So it's Saturday, isn't it? Saturday the 30th.
It is.
What time? What time
so
is it?
So between 12 and 4.
Oh, 4 hours of that? Oh, my God.
Well, they could come at any time, take as long as they want. We've got nearly over 30 businesses involved. They've really got, I am so happy, because without them this wouldn't be possible, because they're really helping us, you know, get the artifacts together and be able to banish these ghosts. But trust me, they'll be hanging around the streets.
I'm scared to death just looking at you. Well, not looking at you.
Thanks.
But listening to you, Tansy. This sounds really scary to me. I don't know whether I want to take part in that.
I'll tell you what you could do, Gary.
Yes, go on.
You know, if you want to blend in, you can always head into the White Rose Centre and go see the witches and get your face painted so you can blend in.
Do you really think I need my face painting to look like a witch?
Listen, touche.
All right, so can you name some of the companies that have helped you do
like
this?
Yeah.
It's for real bid as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, they've put this event together, and it's, you know, it's a way of bringing this, like, the business community involved in something, to give something back to the community, you know, having kids involved. It's a way of getting, you know, people around after the lockdowns to seeing, you know, what shops are in the streets, you know, in Rhyl. Go and visit them, you know, think about Christmas because that's around the corner. There's so many great gifts these shops are selling.
I want to go now. I do.
Yeah, I think you should.
Can you see the smile on my face?
I can, but do you know what else is going on?
Go on.
It's like the cafes that are getting involved. So we've got Tim's Cafe, we've got Piazza Cafe, restaurant involved, we've got Zane's, we've got the Fish and Chip Cafe, we've got Jay's, they're all doing something special for the Ghostbusters.
Hang on a minute, have you got Carol involved from
Most
Flower
Most definitely.
Oh, right, okay.
Most definitely. I can list the, no, if I can I do a quick shout out?
Yeah,
just to thank them.
Well, I think I'll let you do it because I've known you a long time.
Oh, thank you.
But we have got a jar out in reception, so if you want to put a couple of quid in there for the coffee that I made you, that's fine. No, you fire away. Go on,
you know
teasing.
I will. Well, we've got the businesses that have signed up and are involved. involved. We've got Spectrum Gaming, we've got Scene Points, Costigan's, Costa Coffee, Rock Bottom, Max Spielman, Tim's Coffee Shop, Planet Play, Jay's Cafe, Zane's Cafe, Plastic Crack, Flower Tops, Piazza Restaurant, SLJ Photography. You need to check their window out, by the way. Alan's Bookstore, Bernardo's, Personalised Memories, Celebrating Style, Fish and Chips Cafe, Games Exchange, Boots, Office to Home, Funky Feet Records, Price Catcher, Old Zoho Shop, Forget Me Nots, Pennywise Cards, and St. Kentigan's. We've got a massive, massive
that
collection.
That is enormous. So it's going to look fantastic on the 30th, isn't
they
it?
They are, because like quite a few of them are also dressing up their windows. So you've got to be able to, you know, if you're going to be there, make sure you vote for the best window display. You'll see that on the Real Bid Facebook page.
Oh, and that sounds
that's funny. Where they need to find out about everything. We keep posting, we keep updating some teasers. There's more to come.
All right, so give it another plug, the day and what it's called and what you want. Go on.
Okay, so it's basically, it's the Real Spooktacular. It's the biggest, you know, it's one of the biggest scavenger hunts that Real has had or seen. And it's on the 30th of October between 12 and 4. Head down to Costigan's to pick up your scavenger card. And the winner will be drawn probably a couple of days later, and you could win up to a £50 voucher to spend at a shop of your choice in Real.
Oh, so you can choose a shop you're going to spend.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like good fun. Lovely. Thank you very much, Tansy, for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So that's the free spook event on the 30th of this month in Real.
Drive Time on Sound Radio Wales 103.1 FM. Sponsored by Instant Explorers.